This podcast does not constitute an endorsement by the United States Army or Department of Defense.
Welcome to another episode of Soldier for Life podcast. I am Lieutenant Colonel Ismael Ortiz Rivera, Employment Director of Soldier for Life. Today, we're going to be talking about the Universal Technical Institute, UTI. This organization is a leading provider of technical education for individuals seeking careers in the automotive, diesel, collision repair, motorcycle, marine, and NASCAR industries. And all of this is available to soldiers through the different educational approaches that they offer in the multiple campuses in the USA. Today, our guest speakers are John DeCato and Robert Witte from BMW. I always ask the organizations that I have the opportunity to have a chat is what makes Universal Technical Institute unique?
Hey, I appreciate the question. UTI is a leading workforce solutions provider for transportation, skilled trades, and energy education programs, where our mission is to serve students, partners, and communities by providing quality education and support services for in-demand careers. Our company is comprised of two divisions, one with UTI and one with Concord Career Colleges. At UTI, we operate with 16 campuses located in 9 states and offer a wide variety of transportation, skilled trades, technical training programs under brands such as UTI, MIAT, Motorcycle Mechanics Institute, Marine Mechanics Institute, and the NASCAR Technical Institute. We have campuses located in Arizona, California, Florida, Illinois, Michigan, North Carolina, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, and Texas, where we have more than 2 million square foot of training, 300 classrooms, and more than 1,000 employees across those states. All 16 of our campuses are accredited by the ACCSC, Accrediting Commission of Career Schools and Colleges, which is recognized by the U.S. Department of Education.
Let's talk about how the soldiers, how they can be enrolled and selected to the, or are eligible to the programs.
Our BMW programs, Fort Liberty and Camp Pendleton, are DOD Skill Bridge and Army Career Skills programs. It's open to service members, guardsmen, reservists, and their dependents. Candidates should have basically MOS compatibility or prior civilian career in automotive, wheeled vehicle mechanics, technology, or avionics, and have the desire to become a BMW technician.
Hey John, how many partners UTI has?
UTI has over 35 manufacturer partners that we work with. And, you know, I want to spend the most time talking about BMW and the Penske Premier Truck Group organization, where, you know, they partner with UTI to make these programs available, both DOD Skill Bridge and Career Skills programs, where both of these manufacturers actually pick up the entire tab for the program for the service members. And the only thing that they expect in return is for these service members to work for BMW and the Penske organization for a couple of years, which is a great opportunity for America's finest.
Let's talk about the opportunity the soldier has during the transition program.
Lieutenant Colonel, if you look at it, right, the economic impact, first of all, is pretty good. I mean, we're putting a workforce out there that hasn't been previously tapped, at least, you know, in this way with the CSP program for the automotive industry, right? I think we're one of the first, if not the only, to partner with UTI to give transitioning service members, you know, a foot in the door, if you will, at one of our, you know, over 426 BMW dealerships in the United States. You know, if you look at that opportunity, on average, BMW needs approximately 1,200 technicians a year to fill openings, which creates a great opportunity throughout the United States. And the fact that most of our service members are willing to relocate to different regions within the United States makes it a very viable opportunity for them. Yeah, going on to that, you know, if you look at the wages, right, national average for an automotive technician is about $53,000 a year. And of course, that pay is going to vary by geographical area. So for instance, if you look at major metro areas or California, that salary is much higher than, say, in rural parts of the United States. And the nice thing is BMW technicians are traditionally paid well above the national average. And it's not uncommon for some of our master techs to be looking at a six-figure salary. we can't talk individually about, you know, what does a BMW technician make over, say, another manufacturer or somewhere else in the industry, because they're independent franchises, right? They set their own policy, their own pay plans, but we can at least speak to the national average, and we can certainly speak to the fact that BMW technicians are paid very well.
So we're talking here that the soldiers are, let's say the average 53,000, they're getting prepared for when they transition to keep sustaining their family.
Right, exactly. So, I mean, if you look at the training program, the MSTEP program, our Military Service Technician Education Program, for 4 months or 16 weeks, they learn everything there is to know about a BMW. And not only that, when they do graduate the program, they graduate as certified BMW technicians. They can certify either at our associate level, which is our entry level, or if they're ambitious, they can take the next certification test, which is the member level test, right? So they do leave with credentials that are desired by our BMW dealerships. Traditionally, BMW dealerships like to hire BMW trained technicians. So it helps the transitioning service member get a leg up, say, against, let's say, another school or someone who graduates from a non-BMW program because they're BMW trained, whereas another person might only have like a core basic automotive knowledge. So they're already, if you will, kind of already into their master's program for automotive technology.
So they get out of the training very competitive.
Yes, very competitive. And the nice thing about this, too, is, as John mentioned, you know, we're at that 180-day mark for transition when we start looking at our candidates. We try and time their EAS along with their graduation. So they're stepping away from their military family, and they're stepping into their BMW family within relative days or weeks of that transition point.
If someone worked at a BMW dealership, how long would it normally take them to be an associate or member level technician?
Well, it's on average, right? Say someone who, and John will just use, say, a UTI graduate. He didn't go on to, you know, our fast track program or go on to STEP program from there. It can take up to 17 days of additional training just to get them to the associate level. Now, when does that training occur? It depends on how busy the dealership is, right? So those 17 days could take, you know, weeks to accomplish over the course of the year. The advantage of the MSTEP education is they're getting all that in 16 weeks, concentrated hands-on. They're ready to go. They're turnkey when they leave MSTEP. Whereas if it takes 17 days, you know, it's going to be when a dealer can schedule them for training. When is a class available for them to go to? So it does give them that advantage that it's concentrated at 4 months or 16 weeks, as opposed to, say, doing 17 days over the course of a year.
Let me understand this. So there are two levels in the education opportunity. So they finish the first one. Mm-hmm. They go to what is the second level?
Second level would be member, which they could do in the CSP program that we offer to the service members, right? So if you add the member level, you're adding at least another 15 days on top of that. And traditionally, a dealer will train to associate level. There'll be some time before they start their member level training. So it's not going to happen within that first year. It could happen within 2 years, right, that they'll get their member level. So that's the advantage, right? If we have an ambitious service member who's really, you know, taking advantage of the opportunity and is dialed in to what they're learning, it is quite possible for them to leave MSTEP with two certifications already under them.
Okay, and this is available for all the soldiers through the CSP?
Through the CSP, all service members. So regardless of branch of service, all service members are welcome to the MSTEP.
John, tell me how the soldiers can apply to the BMW CSP program.
Can I hit on one thing before we...
Oh, yes, go ahead.
The service member, guard, reservist, dependents to go to this program, historically, you would have to go to a school like Universal Technical Institute for a year to even qualify for it. Because of the track record, the transferable skills learned in the military, these folks are fast-tracking that 1 year and going directly into kind of like a finishing program, for a better lack of term. We are taking into account the training they got in the military and giving them a very accelerated program. So normally they would have to go to school for a year, then they would take the 16-week program, then they would go on to go work for a BMW dealership. These guys are skipping the whole year. They're getting the 16 weeks while they're in and going directly into employment. So it's actually a pretty awesome setup for, again, the active duty personnel, guard and reserve components, as well as their dependents.
Yes, this is kind of a credit validation for the experience. So what is the qualifications that they need to have in order to be participating in the fast track?
So if someone wants to join our career skills programs, first is they've got to have prior training. As I said, this is an accelerated program that generally takes a year going to a traditional vocational school to even qualify to be able to attend. It doesn't always mean that that training had to happen in the military. Some folks went to a vocational school or a community college beforehand. I think two classes ago at Fort Liberty, we actually had a JAG officer from Norfolk Naval Station that went to the program. So we put into account the entire body of work of the service member, guard, reserve, or their dependents. Second part is command support. The command's got to support them going to the program. We look at their driving record. They can't have more than a moving violation or two. We also drug test them. And if they meet those requirements, they're able to sit in front of a board. That board consists of Bob Witte and his team and my staff at UTI. And it's a pretty vigorous process. And, we're pretty proud of the product we put on the field. And over the last 2 years at BMW's National Conference, they've referenced the BMW M-STEP programs as being one of the winning initiatives for their organization, and that's BMW North America.
That's good because you're giving opportunity to other soldiers, for example, in the career of the soldiers who can make a mistake, but they have the opportunity of sitting in before the board and the board make the decision, because we're talking about serious business.
Yeah, we are. We certainly are. And along with that, right, while they sit in front of the board, they'll do an interview. So we assess them for their attributes. We review their skills. And if the opportunity presents itself that we can do an in-person interview, the candidate will also do a small activity on a BMW car to test their hand skills and to see if they can follow repair instructions. So we do put them through a pretty rigorous process, to be accepted to the program. I want to note, along with the candidates we see, one of the things that we see a value in when we developed this program was, service members are traditionally more mature. They're focused, they're goal-oriented, they believe in accomplishing a mission, and they bring that to the BMW dealership every day of the week. Say, for example, a 22-year-old first-timer who's leaving his military service, as opposed to a 22-year-old that remained in civilian life. There is a marked difference in that soldier, Marine, Airman, Seaman, that they come with a much more mature attitude towards achieving goals and staying mission focused. They bring that maturity every day to work, which I can tell you a lot of our dealers really appreciate.
Yeah, and something that they bring the military, regardless of the branch, they pay attention to details.
No, and it's very true. I mean, if you look at some of the technology that has become commonplace on a car today, such as navigation, pedestrian warning systems, all of that was invented long before and applied in the military theater before it became part of the civilian, expectation for vehicles today. So the military sees technology that we don't necessarily see immediately, but we become the benefit of somewhere down the road.
What are the MOSs in the Army that we are expecting to receive in the training?
Really, the 91 Bravos, the avionics guys and gals, the aviation mechanics, Signal Corps, those are really the bread and butter, but I want to make sure that we emphasize that we look at them in their entire life. Some of them could have went to a vocational school or community college before they went in and were able to get the training. And, you know, when you're talking about technology too, I want to circle back. BMW has over $750,000 worth of BMWs at each location, both at Fort Liberty and at Camp Pendleton. That's not including the, you know, couple hundred thousand dollars in specialty tools to make sure that when these young men and women graduate from these programs, they're getting state-of-the-art technology that they would get at any BMW training center across the country. BMW really stepped up to the plate to make sure that America's Finest was getting the finest in technology to be able to represent this program.
If the soldier doesn't have the skills, is there something that they can do to match that experience?
It's hard to, for on the technical side, to be able to do that. However, I'll give an example, and Bob could probably elaborate on it more. We had someone that applied for the program that did not have the skills necessary to be able to move forward. However, BMW took this individual and offered them a job in a different part of the company. You know, when you're talking about a quality partner, the U.S. military and UTI couldn't have a finer partner than BMW, because they truly look after people in remarkable ways.
Yeah, and if I can elaborate on that, actually, I have another story to add to that as well. So the person John is referencing was a horizontal engineer who was getting ready to retire. And he really wanted a career at BMW, right? So he hit the triangle in North Carolina. He hit the local dealership in Fayetteville, you know, looking to get a job as a civilian. So he saw the opportunity that came up. Brilliant man, could do the exercise very quickly. But there was a concern, you know, how long would he be able to maintain himself? He also came out of Wounded Warrior. So he did have some injuries as well. So the concern was, would he be able to be, you know, a line technician at a BMW dealership for a very long period of time? Or would he be able to do it a couple of years and probably think, you know, my knees can't do it anymore, my back can't do it anymore? We loved his personality so much. I can tell you, having met him, he is the guy you want as your neighbor, because he'll have your back all day long. He'll always be looking out for you. He was always kind, friendly. And I thought, you know, gosh, this is a guy who would do great in dealing with our customers on the service drive. He's the type of guy who I think could make friends with every customer who walked in that door that day and probably keep him for friends for life. So we did look for another opportunity for him because he was just that kind of guy. In another story, our very first cohort, we had a gentleman apply from Joint Base Lewis, and I'm looking at the packet and I'm thinking, I don't know if I necessarily see it, but he restored old cars. So we thought, well, the interview process is a good time to figure out, well, what does he really know? And we hit him with a bunch of questions about a 55 Chevy, you know, what kind of voltage did that car have? He nailed it immediately. He talked about how he was doing the wiring on this car and what have you. And believe it or not, his role in the Army was basically, you know, an accountant, but yet he had the skills and he possessed the skills through the interview process that we were convinced that, you know what, this guy will make a great BMW line technician for one of our dealerships. So, you know, while it's important to talk about the ideal MOS, there are instances where, to John's point, they may have other experience, and we want those people to apply to, you know, to talk to the UTI recruiters on base, right? We want them to get in front of us, because you never know what opportunity presents itself at any given time. You know, we want to support every service member. I wish we could do 1,000 more of these classes on every base, but unfortunately we can't. But the soldiers and service members we can impact, we certainly want to do the best we can for them.
John, what about this soldier that doesn't do a CSP, or he do a CSP and a year later, this is not what he wanted? Can he join the UTI and decide with the GI Bill follow a degree or certificate?
Yes, sir. So at UTI, we have over 2,000 veterans that walk on our campus on a daily basis. The career fields that we teach in transportation, motorsports, aviation, and energy, career fields like auto, diesel, collision repair, motorcycle, marine, CNC machining, welding, as well as aviation to include AMP licenses, wind, turbine, solar energy, non-destructive testing, and industrial maintenance are career fields that appeal to veterans. You know, I was a Marine Corps recruiter for a good bit of time, and I put a lot of kids in the Marine Corps that had the ability to go to a four-year school but lacked a desire. Our programs being 9 to 22 months often match the skill sets that they have in order for them to be able to make a living. As you can see with partners like BMW and the Penske Premier Truck Group, they're preferred hires. That's how we were able to develop our on-base career skills programs and our DoD Skill Bridge programs.
Let's say I want to work in BMW. I don't have the skills, but I have an opportunity to work with BMW if I enroll in UTI, because you're going to give me all the knowledge that I need and the credentialing to start working in the BMW, right?
So we would provide them the a pretty clear path to be able to have the opportunity to work with them. They would go to a 51-week program, which is our auto program that's going to teach them, you know, bumper to bumper what they need to know to be an entry-level technician. And then they would get into a 12-week fast-track program that they're going to have the ability to earn their associate-level certifications to go work with the 400 BMW dealerships across the country. So in addition to our on-base programs, the BMW dealerships also work with our UTI campuses and our career skills coaches at each campus, our career service coaches at each campus that helps our students work with our 35-plus manufacturers on the day-in, day-out basis.
I want to talk about what are the main bases that UTI is in, has an enclave of half a CSP program, sir?
So we have a BMW M-STEP program at Fort Liberty in North Carolina and Camp Pendleton in Oceanside, California. It's a 16-week program, as Bob relayed, where they had the opportunity to earn member-level certifications, which is them passing two ASC exams that I would add they do at a pretty successful rate. Additionally, we have a Penske Premier Truck Group program at Fort Bliss, which is a 12-week program. They have the opportunity to earn Freightliner and Daimler Trucks in North America certifications. And they actually help the service member out their first day on the job. They help them out with a $10,000 toolbox. That's a pretty neat gift. So, you know, these are two examples where not only did a company like BMW put $750,000 worth of vehicles at both locations, but they also did about $250,000 to $300,000 worth of renovations to make sure that the facilities on base mirrored the facilities they have at their normal training places, as well did the Penske organization, to make sure that these guys are getting industry-specific training delivered how they would get at one of their civilian locations. So these guys are definitely getting tip-of-the-spear training. That's a pretty awesome opportunity for them.
Let's talk about the Salute to Service grant.
At UTI, the veteran population has always been near and dear to our heart. And any honorably served veteran that goes to UTI gets a 10% tuition reduction for having an honorable discharge. And if they're still on active duty, you know, someone may come from like a Luke Air Force Base. Sometimes there's bases here and there that are close, or maybe a Guard or Reserve person gets a letter from their commander stating they're serving honorably, we'll be glad to give them that 10% tuition reduction as a way of saying, hey, thank you for your service.
How are we doing in job placement with UTI?
So job placement has actually been very robust and very good. Both Soldiers for Life and MCCS, you know, expect 100% placement. Happy to say that except for a few who decided that they didn't want to be placed, we're running about 90% placement with people who come through the program. What's interesting about how we do this is we work with each student to help them develop their resume. We help them to develop, you know, their interviewing skills while they're with us, because in many cases, we're talking about young men and women who came to the military as teenagers from high school and may not have interviewed for a job prior, you know, to this opportunity. So we work with them and we'll help them with introductions to dealerships. We encourage them to reach out to dealers in the area they want to be in and identify themselves, you know, as an M-STEP candidate. and that they're looking for employment upon graduation at possibly a specific dealership. We want them to develop, you know, life skills and skills they can take with them beyond just getting their first job, right? So we work with them and we will make calls on their behalf if necessary to make those introductions. But we want them to have, I guess the best way to describe it, we want them to have skin in the game every time they go out and look for a job. That we just don't want to hand that to them. We want to teach them how to do it.
If there's a soldier from the reserve of the National Guard, soldier from different states, how they can participate in the MSTED program?
So there's several ways, and I appreciate you asking that because we've actually had folks come from Camp Humphreys in Korea. We've had people come from Afghanistan to our programs. We have admissions reps that work with transitioning folks across the country. But if somebody wants to look into one of our programs, if they're not at Fort Liberty or Camp Pendleton, they could go to uti.edu. And when they go to uti.edu, they can request information about one of our programs. And one of our military admissions reps will work with them. All of them have served in the military to the point of retirement. A lot of them look at this as an extension of their career and mentoring the next generation of America's finest. They can also go to the BMW website. The MSTEP program is located on there. And when they go to the BMW MSTEP portion of the BMW website, it will also get routed to my team. If they're at the wonderful Fort Liberty, they could talk to Tim Johnson. Or if they're at Camp Pendleton, they could talk to Sal Jimenez. And both of those guys, one, Tim Johnson, retired Army that works at Fort Liberty. And Sal Jimenez is a retired Marine that works at Camp Pendleton.
What are the challenges that UTI is facing right now?
I want to begin with the positives. It's a gift to be able to work with people who served our country. I owe my entire life to the Marine Corps. If it wasn't for the Marine Corps, I wouldn't be able to take care of my family. And I was fortunate that what I learned from the Corps allowed me to take care of my family. And, you know, this is a passion project for me to be able to take care of others as people as taking care of me. You know, with the climate in today's military, some of the challenges could be there's not enough people in the units to be able to support the mission. So the commands may not be able to support that individual service member of being able to leave. There may not be enough time in that service member's contract to be able to take place in the program. So I would say those are probably the two biggest challenges. The Army stepped up in a big way with grants to help people, like if they were going from JBLM to Fort Liberty, where they'll actually pay for that service member to go to Fort Liberty and back to make sure they get the training. Because I assure you that folks that graduate from this program, when they go out and work in Main Street USA, they're going to go back and say, hey, the military took care of me. And what better recruiting tool than someone who's experienced it telling their family and friends of, hey, this is the experience I got in the military. So programs like this not only takes care of them, but serves as a poster board for future generations of, hey, we got something right. We got these folks meaningful certifications that while they were in and a career field that they enjoy with a company that's one of the biggest named companies in our country with BMW and the Penske organization. So, you know, with that, I would say the good definitely outweighs the bad. But, you know, the circumstances of today's climate sometimes limits the people that could go. And if there's anything that could be done, that would be it. But I'm super thankful for the opportunities of the service members that go through there, because Bob can attest to this. They go on to have great careers with BMW, which is a win for me and a win for the Army, because when these guys go back to America, you know, their hometowns and get meaningful careers, they're going to help recruit the next generation.
I do believe that UTI is doing a great job, because that's what it is about, create ambassadors. So you are giving the opportunity to the soldiers and to the Army to create an ambassador out of the soldiers that are leaving the service. When the soldier leaves the service, it's because he decided to leave the service. When we provide them this opportunity to be successful, like UTI and BMW with MSTEP, it's going to be a force multiplier in terms of recruiting. The Army took care of me when I get in, but the Army also took care of me when I transition. So thank you very much. We're getting to the end of the program, but I would like, Bob, if you would like to say anything or any recommendation to our audience.
Well, I think the most important thing is this. Never limit yourself. Whether you're in your military career, your civilian career, never limit yourself. Always look for opportunity. Don't be afraid to apply. You never know. You know, our accountant from Joint Base Lewis is a great example of don't be afraid to apply. We're here to serve the folks who served us, and that's why we do this every day. And I think John can attest to, he knows where my heart is with this program. It is my number one program out there. And I would like to see as many military members apply to this program as possible. We could always use more, and we hope we'll get more as a result. But always look for your next career opportunity. And selfishly speaking, BMW is a great career opportunity that could lead to not just being a technician. It could lead to being a shop foreman. It could lead to being a service manager at a dealership. It can lead to even coming back to BMW of North America as a technical training instructor, possibly even working on Fort Liberty or, you know, at Camp Pendleton. There are great career opportunities. And, you know, I would encourage every service member and certainly the soldiers who are listening to this podcast today to always look for what your future can be and to certainly consider, you know, the M-STEP program as a possible consideration. I don't think you'll be sorry. I think you'll be very happy with the outcome.
John?
I just want to say thank you for your service. Being able to work with all of you is a privilege. It's not a right. And there are people that care about you past your life in uniform. And this has been one of the most fulfilling projects that I've ever done. And I'll tell you, it fills my bucket more than I can ever tell you to be able to coordinate with great partners like BMW, the Penske Organization, and Universal Technical Institute, all aimed with one goal is, how do I take care of our nation's finest? And hopefully we could continue to be the model for other industries to be able to take care of veterans. Just super thankful for this opportunity, and I wish you all have a great day.
To all our audience, thank you very much for joining us here, listening. This is Ismael Ortiz, once a soldier, always a soldier for life.